Please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAIA basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAIA basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Hey, today we have Scott Moore. He's the head men's basketball coach, Grace College Lancers. This interview, like many of them, was recorded in the next day or two right after the tournament reveal. Everybody's getting ready to travel, including myself, going out to Orange City, Iowa, trying to get the interviews done and in the can so that they automatically come out the week before the games start on during the week before the game start on Friday. So this one we interviewed Scott Friday morning right after the tournament reveal, and we spoke to him for a few minutes. Really appreciate Scott Moore giving us a couple of minutes as he's preparing to play. Of course, he doesn't have to travel though. So anyway, he doesn't have to travel. They're playing there in Winona Lake. I was going to poke at him a little bit, but they earned that right not to travel. They're going to take on Washington Adventist, and then if they get by that, they'll take on the winner of the OUAZ Union game. You'll hear Scott and I talk about that just a bit. So why don't we just listen to Scott Moore, head men's basketball coach, Grace College Lancers. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Hey, I got Scott Moore. He's the head men's basketball coach, Grace College Lancers. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, Billy. It's always a pleasure. It's my favorite. This is my favorite time to talk to you. It's tournament time, man. Although November's nice, I like it, but March is always my favorite, man.
Yeah, you know, as we record this, the round of 64 just came out yesterday. I always think that's a special time because, you know, you get all this what if, and this should be here, that should be there. Well, now we got a bracket, and it's go time. I think it's exciting.
It's exciting, man, at this point. You know, all the speculation and all the at-larges and conference tournaments are winding down, and there's just so much unknown. And you know, once that bracket comes out, you're just like every coach, that everybody's like, oh, why did this team get here, or why does that team go in there? And I tell you what, they think about it for about 10 minutes and then they go, okay, let's start preparing. So it's a great time of the year, man. We're excited to host. This is our second year in a row hosting at Winona Lake, and obviously got three really good teams coming. So it's going to be fun, man. March 15th, here we come.
You know, I got a question for you about that. You know, how special is that for you to, you know, to be able to put on that show for your fans there?
Yeah, it just means so much to the community. This has been such an awesome year to be a part of. You know, I've had a front row seat to watch something pretty neat transpire here since all the way back in September. And the community and our students have kind of, not that we didn't have great support before, because, you know, being in the crossroads and just, you know, being small college and in Indiana in general, you always had good crowds, but man, it's just been buzzy this year. So, one of the things I'm looking forward to is I don't think the three teams that are coming realize, you know, Friday night, there's not going to be a seat in the house that's right. Empty. It is going to be completely sold out. My guess is they're going to have to shut the doors. It's just going to be fun, man. And just to play in the environment and for us to be able to host that, it's such an advantage, being able to play in from your home crowd and then sleep in your own bed and things like that. So yeah, we're very fortunate, man.
So let's talk about your little pod there in Winona Lake. You're obviously the number one. You're going to play the 16 in that pod, which is Washington Adventist, but that's a proud historic program. They're not going to come in and roll over for you.
No, at this point, nobody is, right? It's every single team you play is good. All 64 teams that made this tournament, they made it for a reason. And that's our focus. You know, Washington Adventist has been a really good program nationally here for a while.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, coaching changed with Coach Crary going down to St. Thomas. But, you know, coaches kind of picked up the slack and said, hey, we're going to keep it going. And regardless of who's leading, we're going to keep this program alive and keep competing. So, you know, it's hard for them just because all continental teams, all the independent teams, you know, it's difficult. I know a lot of those coaches, obviously, and when you get past Christmas, trying to get games is not always easy. Just a lot of respect for the program in general and what they're doing. And again, we'll be ready to go, man.
Yeah. This week we're going to talk to Coach Teichman. I've talked to him about that. You know, all their schedules, if you're in that Continental, all your schedules are front heavy. And so I don't know how that's going to affect those teams, but Scott, I want to talk to you about the other side of that bracket. Cause you got two teams that, like Ottawa was what they were Final Four team. OUAZ was a Final Four team last season. Union, of course, won the championship just a few years back. They're always in the mix of things. Ton of championship experience in this four teams. That game, that OUAZ Union game, you should charge extra for that. Those two teams, I think, are matched pretty equally.
Well, I tell you what, as a basketball fan, I'd be lying to tell you I'm not excited just to sit down and watch it. You know, we'll have the first game on Friday night, so to be able to get done and you know, hopefully we can come out victorious. But just to sit in the stands and watch those two teams and two programs, and it couldn't be, you know, more different. You know, obviously Union's had a long tenured success, and they've been very good in the Appalachian for a long time. And, you know, here comes our buddy Matt Keeley coming back to Indiana, who the basketball program didn't exist 7 years ago. And to see what they've been able to do, what he's been able to do, you know, not just the Final Four. I think people always look at recency and say, hey, you know, this. But Matt's been a good coach for his entire career. You know, he was coaching when he was a point guard at Mid-America NAS for Rocky Lamar.
Yeah.
He was a tremendous player. And, you know, you could see coaching was going to be a big part of his life even then. And what he's done at Ottawa, man, I don't know their athletic director, I don't know their president, but I would probably be doing anything I can to pull him in my office, say, all right, man, you're not leaving, you're gonna stay here for your career, and we're gonna do whatever we can to make sure that's possible. So two great teams, two good programs, and just the opportunity to watch them both is going to be pretty awesome.
I think that's I know we're getting far afield from Grace, but I think that's a cool story with those two Mid-American Nazarene alumni. You know what Adam Hepker's been able to do at Mid-American Nazarene, he won the Hart this season, and then what Matt Keeley's been able to do at OUAZ. I just think that speaks well for Mid-American Nazarene and working under the tutelage of Rocky Lamar.
Yeah, and you look across the country, there's a lot of coach out there. You're taking control of one of your alma mater, but also, you know, some of these guys that we've had fortunate to play for, like those are big shoes to fill on a national stage. And it's not easy. And you have to learn how to, you know, I did it here at Grace. You have to learn how to hold your foundation and keep it the same. But also, you know, we're different people. You know, Coach K and I were almost, you know, 40 years difference in age. Like that's kind of crazy. And, yeah. You know, Rocky's way different and has been around a lot longer than both Matt and Adam have. And it's been cool to see that across the country. You know, guys like Coach Emenheiser at Madonna, you know, coming back to his alma mater.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those guys across the country, and it's just cool to see that and see their success. And, you know, as a basketball fan, as a small college basketball fan, you're always cheering for those guys, man. You kind of hits near and dear to your heart if you're a part of that, and you always want them to do well, unless you're playing against them that night.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot. You know, Trent Miller at Morningside, obviously. Justin Parnell at Oregon Tech, just tons of them. You know, I know you got you're loaded with guys, but you've got like six more games with the big guy, Elijah Malone. Talk about what he's meant to your program.
Well, I'll start with what he's meant to me, because I think that will answer a lot of questions about the kid. Whoever gets this kid next is going to hit a home run. And obviously, with the way things are, the transfer portal and just the money being thrown around, and, you know, I tell people pretty openly, like, hey, 2 years in a row now, he's had the opportunity to leave Grace and go somewhere and make money and go to a higher level. And I just – people are shocked when they sit there and I tell him his response. I mean, I'll never forget it till the day I die, him sitting in my office and looking at me and going, well, Coach, why? Like, why would I want to leave these guys? Why would I want to leave this program? And I, you know, it brings tears to you just because you're like, man, that's all I need to know that, okay, we're doing something right.
Exactly.
If a guy like him is willing to stick around. And I think that's where the more than basketball kind of carries on. There has to be something else that's holding a guy like that with us. And we have a lot of great things. We have one of the best, you know, arenas in the country. It's an unbelievable league. You know, we have a lake a block away. There's so many things here that, you know, we feel fortunate enough to offer our student athletes. But still, you're talking about a kid that, you know, he's a high major player. Yeah. And, you know, any minute I got with him, and same thing with Wad and same thing with Cole Beck, I've done a good job this year of like, hey, man, I am going to enjoy every minute, every second that I got with these kids. And then the best part about it is next year, whether E decides to go professional or E decides to go to another college for one more year to play, I get to be a fan. And that's what I'm looking forward to as a coach. That's what we're kind of called to do, right? Is we can be selfish and we can be pretty prideful and say, well, I need this kid to win more games. But that's not what's best for Elijah Malone. And he has a career after this and a life after this that I am so excited to see where God takes him next. And again, I'm just going to be a fan.
Yeah, I think that's really well spoken. And you answered my next question. I was going to ask you what you felt made Grace a special place. Because I've been lucky enough to go out there a couple times. It has a special feel to it. But I think you touched on that pretty well. I do want to ask you about the conference. I mean, you got to be really proud of the Crossroads you get. What is it, four in Bethel? Yeah, four.
We got five. Yeah, we got five.
Oh, and Huntington. That's right. And Huntington, five teams in. Just talk about the league. I mean, that's pretty special to get five in.
Yeah, every year, you know, every coach that comes on, you know, podcast or a video thing or something, you know, everybody's trying to push their league. And, you know, we're the best league. We got the best players. And, you know, do we have the best league? I don't know. A lot of people say Crossroads League is one of the best, if not the best in the country. And I think I'll let them decide that. But all I know is, man, every Wednesday and Saturday, if we don't show up to play, holy smokes. The coaches in this league are just so stinking good, man. Like from top to bottom, the X's and O's. And what it does is it challenges you to continue to get better, because once you hit complacency and once you just kind of level out, man, you don't succeed very long. That's why guys that have done this for a long time at a high level, like the Tonnagles, you know, like St. Francis with Coach LaCrosse, like the Marians, like the Bethels, like those guys, they're just, you have a lot of respect for them. And you're like, man, what do we got to do to kind of be a part of that? And hopefully we are, you know, all five teams. I can tell you this, not a single team that saw a Crossroads team, especially those so-called lower seeds in Marion, Bethel, and Huntington. Those teams are probably not too happy right now when they're trying to watch film and figure out how to guard Drew Lutz and Gus Etchison and so forth.
Exactly, yeah. You know, I gotta ask you the basketball question. You're getting ready. You're going to start the playoffs here weekend or next Friday. What do the Lancers need to do to keep this rolling? You've had a really good run here. What do you got to do to keep it rolling?
Well, we're going to do what we always did. My meeting with them after the selection show last night was we've been fortunate enough where this is not new to these guys. We've been you know, had the opportunity to advance to Kansas City for 2 years in a row now, and but the one thing we're going to do is just keep our head down and like all season, like I just told you with Elijah and Wadding and Cole, you know, I want to enjoy the moments I have with them. So today's practice, you know, these guys are going to come in here at one, and I'll tell them, like, you want to win Friday next week. Like, you got to win today. You got to win Friday. This is where it starts. And again, you talk about our pod, Union and Ottawa. Those are two really good basketball teams, but so much stuff can happen. Like, I'm not worried about Ottawa. I'm not worried about Union. I'm worried about Grace. And if we can prep ourselves, you know, I think we have enough firepower that we can play well against any team in the country. And right now our singular focus is Washington Adventist and what can the Lancers do to kind of try to win that ball game next Friday.
Well, Scott, I appreciate you taking a few minutes. I know between now and next Friday, as we record this, the selection show just came out yesterday. I know it's a really busy time for you, and thank you for taking a few minutes, and I wish you luck. I hope I see you in Kansas City.
Yeah, me too, man. Again, it's what a fun time and what an awesome. I got to tell you this. As I'm watching those teams, and I'm old school, so I got my blank bracket out, and I'm filling all the teams as they get announced. And every single team that gets announced, it's kind of the rating thing we talked about when we did the top 25 ratings this year. You get to some of these teams, and I'm telling you, I said, man, that's a good team. I said it 63 times. Literally, I'm like, oh, man, they're good. Oh, man, that's a tough match. They're good. They're good. They're good. And I don't envy those guys that were in the room trying to make that decision on the last couple teams that didn't make it, because, gosh, I'm sure they had an argument. But it is going to be an awesome tournament. You already know this. People who are listening to the podcast already know. There's nothing like it, man. I hope we get 32 to Kansas City at some point so we can get back to kind of exactly. That old model.
Yep.
But at the same point, it is so special, man, to see the way this is kind of transcended and how it's just different, man. Like, you can't convince me that the D2 model is better than the NAI. Like, there's no way. The only thing that has comparison to it is, again, March Madness.
Exactly.
And we kind of have our own little March Madness, and it's going to be fun, man. And it's crazy because think about this. It's less than – we got about 18 or 19 days, and this whole thing's over.
Yeah, it goes – it's Iron Man basketball. Do or die, honest man, on Iron Man basketball. Hey, Scott, I got to tell you, I don't know. I did just a preview of the 64 teams last night in by pod, and I caught myself the whole 15-minute show going – oh, they're really good. Oh, they're really good. Just like you just said. I mean, they were like 13 seed or a 14 seed. I go, I don't know. They're really good, you know.
And I know that you looked down at the pod below us too. Once
no,
the Austin Owls
no.
got picked. Yeah, I'm sure you've already looked at that and said, hey, what if, right? What if? And well, we'll see.
No. Never look a game ahead.
That's right. You should always focus on that. And you know, what a pod they got too, man. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Northwestern is just incredible. St. Mary's, gosh, Coach McClung, his yep. you know, first year going from Marion there.
He's done a great job, yeah.
Instantly, like just instant juice, man. And, you know, just so happy for him. And then, oh, here comes Kaiser, right? One of the storied programs.
Exactly.
With Massimino for all those years. And they've got a stud freshman and a stud big. And it's like, gosh, the only problem about playing is you can't watch all these games. I'm not going to have enough screens to watch all these teams play. And but it's going to be fun, man. So thanks again. Thanks for what you do. And hopefully we'll see you in Kansas City.
Well, thanks a lot. That's Scott Moore. He's the head men's basketball coach, Grace College Lancers. Thank you, Scott. Hey, thanks a lot to Scott Moore and to Grace College. Really appreciate him, just like all the coaches, giving me a few minutes as they're trying to make their travel plans set up, whether you're hosting, setting up for teams coming in, or whether you have to travel. This is a very, very busy time for these coaches, and I just want to thank them all for giving me the time. And on tomorrow, we'll have Greg Tonigal. He's the head men's basketball coach at Indiana Wesleyan. So tune in for that tomorrow and continue to make your plans to get to a game on Friday, because there's 16 locations around the United States. You can watch some great basketball. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school, because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.